Hey, this is Dr. Patty Sadala. Welcome to my Experience Jesus podcast.
This will be a brief but powerful how-to episode. We just got back from delivering our Soar Higher Spirit Life workshop, and I wanted to share with you the powerful finale encounter that we did there. Workshop participants worked through many stages before experiencing this encounter, including stage one, learning and unlearning about their Christ identities so that they can say, I am who God says I am. Two, stretching past their comfort zone challenges to say yes to the large and wonderful call of God on their lives. Three, understanding how to pass the tests of character and spiritual warfare to persevere through the plans God has for them, and understanding how to worship and battle from the uniqueness of who God has called them to be. And finally, four, learning how to see things from God's heavenly perspective and live out of the flow of the Holy Spirit from the high places where their spirits dwell. There are some anchoring scriptures that we will begin with to help you understand why it's important to seek God in the high places. Revelation 4, 1 and 2, in part. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold. And from this point on, John receives the rest of the 21 chapters of the book of Revelation. Notice that John looked, and when he did, he saw. John looked 17 times and saw 47 times in the 21 chapters of the book of Revelation. Looking with the eyes of your heart is one of the spiritual senses that everyone has, and the purpose for us to receive that from the Lord so that He can help us understand things from His perspective. John also heard God's voice speaking to him. He was using the ears of his heart to listen. The Lord was the voice that said, Come up here. And this may sound like an invitation or suggestion, but when a verb begins a sentence in the Bible, it's a command. God wants every believer to come up to His perspective. You know, the Lord comes down to meet you where you are. Psalm 116 says, I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because He bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. The Lord bends down and listens when you pray. But He also wants you to come up to His perspective because there is more for you up there. It is the journey to spiritual maturity to want to move from God coming down to meet you where you are, to you wanting to come up to meet Him where He is and where He needs you to be. Now let's talk for a few minutes about what the spiritually high places actually are. John 14, 2 and 3 in the New International Version says, My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, and so you will also be where I am. The word for room in this verse is mone. It means a place to abide, to dwell, to stay, to be. I'm sure that in part it means the place where you will wind up being when you are in heaven after you die. But I believe that it also means that since your spirit abides in heavenly places, that there are places that your spirit is able to go and give instruction to your soul and your body. There are many places that Jesus could take you. And He can take you to any of these places today. And then He could take you to any of these places whenever you desire or He has something to show you there. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to share some of the heavenly places that Jesus could take you today. And remember, he will take you to the one he knows you need the most, and then you can call on him and ask him to take you to other places at a later time. He knows which place you need today. I will put links below the pattyej.podbean.com site for many, many verses about these places. In fact, the first link below will be about 100 verses about heavenly places. The first place you should be very familiar with. It's your special place. And if you are a listener to this podcast for any length of time, I hope you have already established a special place. This is your spiritual home base where God meets with you in your spirit about all the areas of your life that he needs, that you need his help and guidance for. The more time you spend with him in this place, the more you will love and trust him and realize who he really is and who you really are. This is the heart posture of transformation. This is the heart posture of allowing you to become your Christ identity. It is a place God has created just for you to be able to tune into your heart and see him directly. The second type of place is a healing place. There are many healing places in heaven, some for physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual needs. God can take you to any of those places according to what you are needing healed. The third I'm calling truth places. This is for God to help you understand who you truly are in Christ and who he really is. This is for unlearning limiting lies that you may have picked up from inaccurate teachings in church or family, and that may be holding you back for the intimacy and the purposes that God has for you to transform you. The fourth I'm calling treasure places. This is to help you understand how to pull down the resources of heaven for kingdom purposes. This is never to be used for selfish purposes. All plan purposes are for others, not so much for yourself, but for your ministry or the plans that God has for you. See the link below for 14 verses about the treasures of heaven and how it is your portion to be able to access them. The next I'm calling library places, where, for example, the book of your life, which can be found in Psalm 139:16, and the plans that God has for you, Jeremiah 29:11, are explored. So the Lord can take you to a library place, pull your book off the shelf, and talk to you about the plan he created you for so that you can see how to align with that. The next I'm calling destiny places. I imagine my destiny place as a destiny cave. Others imagine them as destiny rooms. But this is the place where God can show you how to navigate the life plan that he has given you by giving you glimpses of the future that he wants you to agree and align with him. There is a link below about 25 verses connected to the plans that God has for you in the Bible. The seventh I'm calling creative strategy places. This is where God can birth new ideas and longstanding solutions to the problems related to the folks that you're supposed to impact on your destiny mountain. It's also a place where you can receive wisdom and angelic assistance for problem solving and destiny related assignments. I remember once the Lord telling me, your angels are ready to be dispatched for their assignments connected to your destiny. And I was like, well, great. How do we do that? And he can take you to the creative strategy places to show you exactly how to do that. For more on how to cooperate with the ministry of angels, check out the link below to a podcast episode that I did on that topic. The eighth is, I'm calling connection places where God can show you who your tribe is, like who is your audience that the Lord wants you to impact, or who you're supposed to connect with in your ministry so that you can serve your purposes in unity. It's giving you the bigger, higher perspective of how you fit into the tapestry of the larger kingdom plan and how you link together with other people to accomplish that purpose. And then finally, he can take you anywhere he wants you to go. And there may be categories of places that are not on this list, but he knows exactly what you need, and he will make sure that he takes you exactly where you need. The point of all of this is to learn how to see your life, your purpose, your destiny through the lens of God from the high places, so that you are living in sync with the Father's will and not just making decisions based on limited worldly circumstances or your own mind and wisdom. We are tapping into the Omni-God in the high places, and we are letting him show us truths that we cannot possibly know if we're not looking through his eyes, hearing through his ears, sensing through his heart, feeling, thinking his thoughts, and simply obeying his voice from the high places. Remember that you can ask Jesus to take you to any of these rooms, because your spirit is now seated in heavenly places. So go back and visit the ones that he didn't take you to today. And before our facilitated encounter today, where I actually walk you through the experience of going to the high places, I want to mention that we are producing a Soar Higher Spirit Life Workshop downloadable product. If you would like the teaching content and handouts of the entire 7-session 4-day event. So if you are not already on our mailing list and want to be notified when that is released, then please go to spiritlifeworkshops.com, sign up for our mailing list, and you will receive information about not just this offering, but all future workshops. Before we dive into our encounter today, I wanted to take a moment to ask you for a blessing. If you have learned some new things and have drawn closer to God by this podcast, please pray for the Lord to multiply it and allow the Lord to pop a few names into your spirit for whom you could share this podcast with. Simply text or email them the link to the pattyej.podbean.com site and let them know why you've been blessed by it. And please check out my books, journals, and downloadable resources at pattysadala.com/shop and remember the code EJPOD to receive 10% off everything, even the stuff already on sale. And remember, they make great gifts too. Thank you for blessing me by your prayers and for being a listener to this podcast. If this is your first podcast experience with us, you may want to go back to the trailer episode and learn about the biblical foundation for dialogue journaling, our process for experiencing Jesus. This leads you through the first special place encounter with Jesus as a child. This is a starting point for all of our experiences with Jesus. For best results, it is always good to properly posture your heart for your experience by welcoming Jesus' presence with praise and thanksgiving, and playing with him in the special place as a child for a few minutes before asking for anything from him. Imagine yourself as a child between the ages of 4 and 8. Pay attention to what you are wearing and look at your hands and feet. Feel what it feels like to be a child at that age. Now I want you to see Jesus coming toward you, and he has a big smile on his face. He picks you up and gives you a big hug. Stay in this hug a few seconds longer. Feel what it feels like to be completely embraced by the love of God. Jesus puts you down, and behold, in front of you, you see a giant staircase climbing into the sky. At the top of the staircase, you see a large glory cloud. Jesus smiles at you and he takes you by the hand, and together you begin climbing the staircase. Halfway up the staircase, Jesus pulls you into his skin, and you and he become one. Now you are able to see through his eyes, hear through his ears, think his thoughts, feel his feelings. The united Christ you continues to climb the staircase. As you walk through the glory cloud, take a moment to feel God's omnipresence. As you break through the glory cloud, you now are in the place that God chose to take you today. Use all of your spiritual senses to take this place in. Take note of everything you see, hear, sense, smell, and feel here. Now Jesus will begin to show and tell you what he has for you there. Allow him to completely lead this encounter. Ask as many questions as you have. And let Jesus tell you when he's ready to close down this encounter. Take all the time you need and record it all in your journal. Well, I hope you learned something really important when the Lord took you to the high place that he chose for you today. And I'd just like to remind you that you can go to any of these places as needed. And always meeting Jesus in the special place is a wonderful way to begin your Jesus experiences. The Lord can take you anywhere from there. And he often takes me to high places once I've met him in my special place. And we hope to see you at a future Spirit Life workshop. If you were blessed by this encounter, I'm sure you'd be blessed by our Soar Higher downloadable product. Look for it soon and make sure you add yourself to our mailing list so you don't miss future options.
And I hope you will join us on this podcast adventure. Follow this podcast and forward it to others that you think may be blessed by it. And check out all the links below. They are designed to take you deeper. I thank God for you and bless you in Jesus' name.